improving our beef herd one calf at a time. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Tennessee's top agricultural commodity is being tested, an attempt to improve something that's already pretty good. Experts with UT's Institute of Agriculture are working to boost our state's beef cattle production through enhanced genetics. Chuck Denny has the details.
Easy there, big fella. There's an Angus bull coming our way that's just about 18 months old, but roughly the size of a Volkswagen, pushing 1,700 pounds and still growing. Genetically speaking, these are some of the finest cattle in the state, well-fed and carefully monitored as part of a bull evaluation program at UT's Middle Tennessee Experiment Station.
The breeders now have been able to take this information, take it home and breed cattle that produce more lean meat.
UT's Dr. Dennis Onk says for Tennessee beef producers to stay competitive, they need improved genetics, and that's the end result of this research.
It's a dynamic business, continually changing, and our cattlemen have been very responsive to that. And so they're taking this information home and putting it into their breeding program.
Here, cattle producers bring their bulls in at about 7 months of age. They're fed a consistent diet where each animal gains an average of about 5 pounds per day. David Kirkpatrick is a beef specialist with UT Extension.
It provides the consumer a product that grows more rapidly in the feed yard, can convert grain into red meat more efficiently, and produce a more desirable edible product.
Tennessee beef producers can purchase bulls as part of this program through statewide video auctions. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
And coming up on March 10th, the university will have their junior bull test station sale in Spring Hill. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.